Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world in, according to Velvet, for the live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical on Friday, free flow, wherever we're going to go, short radio program. So we never know. So I have my friend Terry here today, and so who knows where we're going to go. But before we do that, I just want to tell you some of the up-and-coming stuff that's going on here at the store. We are having a energy share tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you want to get some Reiki or energy healing, come on down. If you want to give some Reiki or energy healing, it doesn't have to be Reiki, because I think a lot of us run energy through our hands that's all about the heart, and it's just time to start moving that energy. Anyway, we're going to do that 11 to 1. I'm doing my posture class 9 a.m. to 10:30. I'm going to talk a little bit about how we're going to remove darts of anger that were inflicted upon us by other people, unintentionally or intentionally. The other thing, Terry and Crystal are teaching an astrology class starting March, an intermediate astrology class starting March 8th. Starting March 8th, I'm doing crystal bowl meditations on Wednesday night from 8 to 9. Yeah, I can stay up that late. Barely, but I can do it. What else? I guess that's all that I know of right now. Oh, doing kids yoga at 4:30 on Tuesday, preschool yoga 9:45 on Thursday. We're having great fun with those kids. Anyway, the first thing I'd like to talk to Terry about is his idea about the Metaphysical Guild. He has brainstormed this idea, and I want him to share it with our listeners. Are you out there, listeners? Because Terry's got something to say.
Well, okay, Velvet, thank you very much. And the Montana Metaphysicians Guild is an idea of bringing people that are like-mindedly into the various fields of woo-woo wisdom, maybe tend to wear a little tinfoil hat from time to time to titillate their friends with. But we are using rocks and things now as the source of study in classes, and we're teaching astrology and numerology and tarot and all of these sort of ideas that are designed to help expand your consciousness and help take you to a more enlightened way to deal with your life, to put your life on track, to find your soul's destiny, to do all those groovy things, answering the big questions, why are we here, or at least exploring the big questions. We have theories. Don't know if anybody's really got the concrete answers, but we got a lot of wacky ideas, and it's lots of fun. I think there's a bunch of people out there, and so we're trying to just kind of organize a little bit and form a guild, and then just provide a solid curriculum of alternative modalities of healing, of education towards learning how to expand your intuitive faculties, looking at soul contracts, why are we here? What is our karma? There's ways through numerology and astrology that we can learn to look at the whys and what fors and how things are unfolding in our life and get a firm grasp on that and really try to make the best life possible. And that's what the Metaphysicians Guild is. It's a bunch of people coming together and being cheerleaders for one another to really put their lives together and to find happiness and to become a force in the world to uplift the world one at a time, going within, balancing your own stuff out, becoming a light, becoming a force, and thus the world in turn, that reflection is balanced, is more light, is more productive, is more universally harmonious. And that's kind of the overall idea. I know you'll have lots to contribute to that. We're open to allow others to come in and kind of hit us with their wares, show us what their juju is, offer classes or opportunities to have a speaker's kind of night where we do a mishmash of whoever's got whatever they're trying to enlighten us towards. And We're also talking about providing maybe a movie night here and there to show some uplifting films. And just rocks and things in general is such a good, happy place, mainly because of you, Velvet, but also because of all of the wonderful opportunities to explore the mysteries that is life here. And so this place has become the little nexus to disseminate information of what we would call a higher caliber, that used to be reserved only for the initiated or the wealthy to be able to explore these different ideas. But now, it's kind of the cat's out of the bag. We're casting our pearls. We're letting anybody come and play with us, see what they can add to or...
Perfect.
There it is.
So in other words, well, you know, I teach Kundalini Yoga, and Kundalini Yoga is the yogic practice for the working man, for the everyday man. And as you're talking, this is enlightenment for Joe Normal. or Joe not so normal, whatever. And so I would also like to add that I have a lot of tools in my tool belt, and as much as I resist, I feel like I'm supposed to start teaching some of the stuff that I know too. Some of the, you know, like Terry's teaches the tarot and the numerology, and we've been combining our energies to do the vision board and archetypal work. And I just think that the places that we can go alone are amazing, but the places that we can go together, more doors will open. So I'm really excited about Terry's idea, and he's pushing me to fully utilize the space here, because the space here, the gathering space, is underutilized, and it's time. We've been seeding a lot of prayers and dreams into that space, and so now it's time to see it come to pass. So anything else about the Metaphysical Guild? Metaphysicians Guild. So what is a metaphysician? Well, when I opened this door, I asked you a question that I give you time to answer, but I'll come back to you. So when I opened this door, I knew that I wanted metaphysical in the name, but I had to look it up because I wasn't literally sure what it meant. And so when I looked it up, it meant the study of the things beyond the five senses. And so the things that we are exploring, I mean, yeah, there may be, I think at this time in this age, we need to honor the human and the body, but it's beyond, it's not just limited to, let's say, the five senses. So it's quantum physics, it's consciousness, it's interdimensional, it's extraterrestrial, it is inner earth, it's all of these things that you have to explore through your senses and beyond.
Right.
Right?
Well, I believe also that if we look at the bandwidth in which our five senses participate in gathering information of the total spectrum of energy, we've got this little tiny sliver in this big, gigantic spectrum. And the interesting thing is the theories say that the spectrum itself is expanding and evolving, and thus I do believe that humankind will expand and evolve. And so through my own practice and study and inner balancing of my own self, I have noticed that my intuition and my psychic faculties really are just going crazy. I'm looking for property right now. We go and we look at several pieces. No, 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 no. And then I go back and I look at the interactive map on my computer. And I said, well, what's that road there? I don't know what that road is there. I've never been down that road. I've never seen that road. And so I get my wife the next day. We go down that road and we get to the end of the road. And here's a little for sale by owner sign on this perfect little piece of property on this perfect little lake. Actually, it's got two lakes. And I'm like, I knew I needed to go down this road. How did I know that? It's a tickling in my gut. We here at the Metaphysicians Guild and Rocks and Things can teach you how to listen to that still small voice inside, how to honor your gut feelings, how to expand your awareness and become the whole human being that is your birthright. We get into a lot of stuff with day-to-day living and man's world, but even that too, it's time for it to evolve, and we can sense that in so many different areas and directions, the government, the control, the bills, all these things heaping up on us. So here in the Metaphysicians Guild, we are a support system for you to know thyself, bring harmony to yourself, and thus be a force for harmony to the world. And back to you, Velvet.
Nice segue. Well, here, the other thing that I'm noticing happening, you want to come be on our radio program? We're doing a radio program. It's called Live from Rocks and Things. We're talking about metaphysical stuff. Okay, so the one thing that I'm noticing this week, I went to the Gem and Mineral Show in Tucson, and I just got back, and I have been sort of out of my body in some ways since I got back, not 100% grounded. I've been having headaches, and one of the things, doing yoga helps, playing the crystal bowls that I brought back helps, but I feel like I have so much energy in my body that I can't hardly contain it. And I think there is this expansion going on right now. I don't know, and I think we all can manifest it differently. Some of us might have physical symptoms. Some of us might feel all this emotion get stirred up. And some of us are, it's just a spiritual thing. Well, along with my headaches, I have had my spidey senses have been so sharp and powerful in my sessions that I'm kind of I'm shocking myself, not to get egoic about it, but the stuff that I'm tapping into now, it's like I got bumped up to the next level and I haven't, it's not completely calibrated. I haven't completely figured out how to hold all that energy. And so that's been really cool. And in fact, when you were here on Friday, there's a guy here, I don't know if he wants to be named, but Jeremy was in here and he was part of a little miracle, at least it seemed like a miracle to me, because there was a woman over from Wolf Point who came in and she was all upset because she'd lost her driver's license. And she'd come on the train and she didn't know how she was going to get back home. She didn't know how she was going to get some ID because she thought, they wouldn't let her on the train without ID. And so we were talking about what she would do, and in walks Jeremy, who works at the train station. And to me, that's the kind of, that's what they call synchronicities, right? And I think as we go through these jumps in awareness, these little miracles, these little synchronous events occur more and more. And so, Jeremy, you were another affirmation of this upgrade, so to speak, by you coming in at the exact moment that you did when she was here, when I remembered that you worked at the train station. And so I don't know. I just thought that was really magical. Is there anything you want to share about that?
She's a midwife?
Yeah.
So I got to have some conversation with her when she came in. Yeah. That was interesting in itself.
Well, that's right. So we talked on the show a little bit about what's happening over on the east side with the fracking and all of the trauma and drama that's going on over there. And so she's the midwife on the Fort Belknap Reservation, and she's bringing these babies in to some serious challenges. She said the meth over there is outrageous. The meth addiction is outrageous. So having her in here was a really magical time. And then you coming in added to that magic. And so that is one of the things I think for all of us to be aware of is just watch the magic that we draw into our lives. And if our hearts are open and we're in the present moment, we're going to see it. And I think that kind of stuff sort of makes me giddy. Like I get kind of chaotic joy from it. And that is also partially why I get ungrounded. I get so happy. So
I saw the Dancing Bear Inn out in East Glacier because I'm going to Glacier Park for the summer. And I actually got a job at a free hotel from there. So it's so fast that she brought up a place and she's like, oh, this place. And then just half casually mentioned it. Anyway, so I called them to see about monthly rates, and he offered me a job, so now I have a free place to stay during.
See how the magic just keeps going. And the fact that you came in here today while we're doing this radio show, I know you're looking for Eamon probably, but it's just really, I just think that that's part of the magic, I think, that the stones help create. And I think one of the other things that I've noticed this week. Totally. Yeah, totally. I got a headache when I was down there. And one of the women at the gem show said that these people bring these, not freighters, but these big cargo carriers from all over the world. And then those stones come to Tucson, and what they don't sell, they leave. They store in these freight carriers or whatever they are. And so that Tucson is always got, has always the energy of those stones there. And it's a pretty wild place. The other thing that I'm noticing this week, and you guys, if you have any input on this, I'm noticing that there's, people are talking a lot about heat, like being hot, sometimes physically hot all the time. And that would be a symptom of Kundalini, the Kundalini awakening. But it's also, I think, there's a bunch of planets in Mars right now, or a bunch of planets in Aries right now, and Aries is a fire sign. And so there's a lot of people with inflammation in their bodies. One guy came in, and he did a cleanse a couple of weeks ago, and his face, he's just like, his body's trying to detox. But it's like he's all red. And so I think that however you need to detox, it's happening. And it's going to happen wherever you have, like, you could say karma or wounding or resistance. So what's going on with you, Terry? You want to share?
Well, my knee's talking to me these days. Doesn't seem to bother me when I'm skiing, but keeps walking around going to work, stuff like that. It's probably an area where I need to release and to allow some of this transformative energy to come through and get moving in the right direction, in the sense I get. I feel a sense within my own process that a lot of changes are coming up, and it's really easy just to sit here and ride the status quo and do what's comfortable and stay in the box and not take the next step. I think that's what it's kind of barking my knee into doing. It's like, come on. Yesterday I did knuckle down and cleaned up a whole lot of paperwork for my business and stuff like that, and totally forgot about my knee. Yeah, and I don't think about my knee whatsoever when I'm skiing. I don't hurt at all.
That's when you're doing things that make
you hard. Yeah. So, I believe, talking about this heat thing, the whole solar system's heating up. They're looking at a temperature rise on the sun and on all the planets. And to me, that is just a symptom of the expanding, the dialing up, the turning up of the frequency rate of everything in this system. And so if we're holding on to old, lower vibratory energy, old modus operandi that no longer served your higher path, then that's where it gets stuck, you know, and that's where you need to work on that releasing process, and has to be shown how to synchronistically find whatever it is you need to do in an active mode to get to this next phase.
So, Jeremy, what are you? Anything going on with you?
No, I've been saying my global awareness stuff. It's been here for 10 years, the internet. Regardless of how you want to see it, definitely technology and metaphysics. That's the bringing together of minds from all over the world at the same time, all the time. So we're not going into the next phase, we're in the next thing.
Right.
As for that, it's electronic, but still, it's a constant modification. And that's for your leg, whenever you're doing something happy, as even scientific approach, you got adrenaline from your skiing, you got serotonin from your system, both of them are dangerous.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It means to do what do with happiness. What makes you happy, exactly.
Well, and where you're rubbing it, that's where those ingredients come up from the earth, so it's the kidney, liver, spleen. so again, the liver. And so in Chinese medicine, because our spring is so early, there's a lot of what you would call the wood element stirring, the liver, gallbladder, and the liver, when it's out of balance, is a misuse of our anger. Okay.
My buddy is actually here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you're on the same page as somebody who you never collaborated with, but remember the same stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know if that leads to freedom.
What I'm really, from my own kind of study and you would say obsession, what I am learning is that the cycles of the season affect our meridian system. And because we, usually right now we're in the water element, the kidney bladder, and it's about contemplation and going within and turning our energy, building our energy. But with this liver, gallbladder energy kind of stirring, there is this like almost urge or need to do something, to start something new, to grow something. And in Chinese medicine, the anger is used for the seed to push through the soil to the sun. So anger is totally a growth energy, but our culture doesn't teach us that. Our culture teaches us that, well, we aren't taught what to do with it, so you misuse it. We jam that anger back in ourselves, and it comes out our skin or our knees, or we direct it at others and we wound others. And this week, one of the things I've been working with both men and women is that what's coming up is they're starting to understand how they have created coping mechanisms to deal with other people's anger. So there's all this anger up, right? And if we don't know how to use it and we project it onto other people, we can literally, we're like throwing darts at their hearts, a lot of them, right? And so what I've noticed with people is that a lot of people, like on a soul level, said, you can throw it at me, I can just turn through this. But because they were children, they really couldn't. And so they're clearing this anger. It almost feels anger wrapped in grief, you know, because anger is often like how we deal with other emotions.
Yeah. Usually in the fight club, right? Uh-uh. Yeah, they chose like fighting a therapy for like this whole society that depresses and says, like you're saying, anger is seen as this negative aspect, but it's part of it's a coping mechanism. It's the wall. It's the, and fighting was, give a boiler, it's pushing the train. Too much steam builds up in a boiler, it'll explode and the train stops. However,
right,
if you release that steam, you'll continue at the same rate, and it's healthy to release that steam.
Right.
So fighting that destructive part of you, testosterone is, it makes you violent, supposedly, but it also accelerates feeling. So you have two different, say the same thing. So it just shows the balance between that anger,
right,
and a destructive, like you said, it breaks the soil. It's violent, it breaks the soil. It's violent, it shoots roots into the rock, but it's
life. Right. Well, and what you're saying makes a lot of sense because all traditions have their martial aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that like Tai Chi and Judo and Karate, and there's a Gatka, which is the Sikh swordsmanship. And you take this energy and it comes up and you may feel it as anger, but it's just life force.
Yeah, it is. You're struggling against that one. You're struggling with the destructive part of you. You're struggling against the part of nature. You're struggling. You're denying that part that society says is okay. That's still a part of you. If you hold it down, the oppression of that other urge, the turning of the other cheek, has caused people to be on pills and all these things. Because instead of expressing that, getting it out, and releasing that steam, instead they just sit. And the people who are less powerful, people who are less physically strong, people who don't necessarily have a strong conviction, they go and they just explain how these things are bad, these outbursts, these emotional, but what these are, they're uploaded, something that's not allowed to be put into life regularly. It's the build-up, it's the pressure into a diamond of anger instead of just coal or, you know,
that's
what I mean?
Very beautiful.
That's what it is, and if you're not allowed to express it, you're not allowed to have negative. Everything's supposed to be peace, love. You're denying that other aspect of nature. You're denying burning the forest down so the sapling is fertilized. You're denying that part of So, yeah.
I think that's, you know, that's very well said. And I think I've been, some of these people that came into my office that I did reflexology on, they were men. And I have really deep compassion for men, but I've always been really afraid of their anger. As a child, my dad was very nurturing and kind, but he could turn on a dime. His anger was hot, and it would flash, and it felt like it would burn me. And so I've never really known personally how to support a man when they're angry, because it's so intense for me, because I'm empathetic anyway. But what I'm realizing as we're talking is that women and men both need to learn healthy avenues to deal with their anger. And in Chinese medicine, you can do a martial practice, you can do Tai Chi, you can do boxing, you can do fencing, you can do art, you can do dance. You can, it's energy. So it really, in Chinese medicine, if there's grief blocking the heart, that liver energy can't jump through the heart chakra to the lungs. So literally anything that moves that energy up to your heart and then brings it out your hand is going to be a supportive way. And so I feel like part of my work, and I teach Kundalini yoga, and there's some great kriyas and meditations to help transform anger and to open the heart so the heart can hold all of that energy. Because if the heart is closed, then this upwelling of intense emotion or feeling, the heart can't unlock it because it's just energy, right? And can you unlock your anger and utilize it in a self-honoring and other-honoring way? Terry?
I rarely get angry, though.
What about you, Jeremy?
Unlock.
Can you, when anger comes up, can you let it come to your heart and unlock the energy and utilize it, or do you still react to your anger?
I still react to it.
Well, and I think that's part of, you guys can come in, we're having a radio show. Come on in. So, well, and I think that that's part of understanding that you're reacting to it is a huge awareness. Because I think sometimes we just think we don't even realize it's a reaction instead of a response to an energy. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I don't.
So the whole idea, the anger comes up, and like what they teach us in Kundalini Yoga is to just witness it. So you witness the anger, and instead of going raw, you go, isn't that curious? Here's this energy. You feel it as an energy instead of labeling it. And because in Chinese medicine, they talk about when we label something, it separates from the Tao. So by naming it anger, we name it anger, which is fine. I think we have to, there's part of the process of identifying it as anger, but then shifting to the awareness that it's an energy that is coming to me right now. So I can do something really creative or find my way around a situation or through this obstacle.
Usually that thing to just walk away. And a lot of the times I'll just avoid the fact that I'm being made angry and walk away.
And what do you do with the energy then? Does that dissipate
It usually just dissipates, because at that point, if you address it, when voicing it is enough, if you're at this threshold and you're voicing it, whenever you get here, if you voice it really,
right.
So that's addressing something head on.
I think there's truth in that.
It's not for everybody.
Right.
Some things aren't avoidable, but I choose to live my life in a way that I can walk.
Right. and you're utilizing the energy because it's moving up. You're transmuting it. I'm not saying what you're doing, but it feels to me like you come up, you feel it, and you voice it then, because that is a utilization of the energy that is honoring most of the time, unless you go, bah, 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 bah. But if you just say, I'm feeling angry right now and I'm walking away, you've utilized the energy.
And then from there, it depends on how much energy you're putting in walking away.
Wow, this has been great. Hey, Barb, we have 10 seconds. Barb's going to be here maybe tomorrow for our energy share. Is that right?
That's right.
Baby, yay. Okay, so Barb has a whole bag of medicine that she carries with her that comes out her hands. She's one of the most beautiful Reiki and attunement practitioners that I know. So I'm really hoping you can make it tomorrow. Well, I guess we've run out of time. This was an amazing talk. Jeremy, again, another miracle. Thank you for your wisdom. You had some very powerful things that I needed to hear personally. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your perspective. And Terry, as always.
I think we're off the air.
No, well, I can go a little over.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything you want to say to end the day?
Well, next time I get behind that slowpoke driver and my last remnants of anger surface, I'm just going to really focus on how to transmute that energy in a new way.
Okay, it's green growth energy. Anything you want to say, Jeremy, to end?
No, I don't have.
Okay.
I don't have a revelation.
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us at Rocks and Things Metaphysical, The World According to Velvet. This is all of us spirits in human form saying over and out from planet Earth.
Over
a little bit.